Good. Kof Ches Shavat, Sunday the 23rd of February, Rabbi Baruch Jizlovsky. Is it mutter to wear a borrowed pair of tefillin? This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, Le'ilu Nishmas, Ras Chava, Dvora Bas Simcha Yisrael, Dick Oleha Shalom, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Yitzchok ben Rav Yaakov, Wiesenfeld, Zeche Livrocha.
To wear a borrowed pair of tefillin. The shaila that we're discussing is not, perhaps what the title might give the impression. There is a separate issue. If you see a pair of tefillin lying around, may you borrow it without asking permission of the owner. That is not our discussion. Our discussion today, Be'ezer Hashem, is if you have permission from the owner, your pair of tefillin is unavailable, and you'd like to borrow somebody else's. So the chayra, there shouldn't be an issue at all. The only issue that might crop up is, if your head is a different size to that of the owner of the tefillin, right, then obviously you're going to have to change the kesher at the back of the tefillin so that it fits your head size. And if you don't, if it's either too large or too small, then you will obviously not be yotzer the mitzvah of tefillin. So l'chaira, in about 30 seconds, we've already answered our question. So we have another 29 and a half minutes to fill. But the truth of the matter is, the issue is not as simple as it sounds. So let's look at the Makoires. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara Menachas, Daf Lamed He, Omed Beis. When you put on your tefillin, the Gemara calls it Misho Shehenichon. From when you initially put on your tefillin, you can make a bracha. You make a bracha, until which point, says the Gemara, ad shas kashiro, until you make the kesher. That is the lashon of the Gemara. Mishas hanocha, ad shas kashiro. Now we always know that when it comes to the brochas that we recite over the performance of mitzvahs, the brocha has to be recited over liasiyoson, prior to the performance of the mitzvah. So, if I want to shake a lulav, I first make the brocha, I then shake the lulav. If I hear the shofar, I first make the brocha, and I then hear the shofar. But once the mitzvah has been performed, according to most opinions, it's too late after that to make the brocha. So that's really, therefore, the discussion of the Gemara there in Menachos. At which point can you still make the brocha lechatchila? In other words, when is it still considered over liasiyoson prior to the performance of the mitzvah? So again, the lashon of the Gemara is until shas kashira, until you've made the kesher in the tefillin. Now, what does that mean exactly? Tosfos then Menachos quotes the opinion, the very famous opinion of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu tells us a tremendous chiddush, and he says, I translate the Gemara literally. And if the Gemara says ad shas kashira, that would surely indicate that every single day, part of the mitzvah of tefillin necessarily requires for me to make a separate and brand new kesher. Which perhaps is not such a chiddush, because after all, the Torah does say, o kashartem lois al yodecho. It doesn't say you must place the tefillin on your hand, it says, o kashartem, you have to tie it. So says Rabbeinu Eliyahu, both the Loshon of the Pasuk and this Loshon of the Gemara would seem to indicate, and this is the way that he indeed paskens, that you have to make a brand new kesher every single day. The kesher that you made yesterday has to be untied, and it has to be retied anew for today's mitzvah. And then tomorrow, once again, the same thing. Because according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the mitzvah is not just to be maniach the tefillin, but rather, as the Pasuk and the Gemara seem to indicate, you have to be kosher of the tefillin. You have to tie the tefillin. So therefore, every single day, part of the mitzvah necessarily requires me to make a brand new kesher. That, says Rabbeinu Eliyahu, is the way that I read that Gemara in Menachos. Tosfos, however, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam absolutely disagrees with Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and he says, I do not accept that interpretation of the Gemara. What do you mean? But it says in the Gemara, at Shas Kishira, until you make your knot. So it does certainly seem to indicate that Rabbeinu Eliyahu is correct. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's not my translation. I translate, and he brings proofs that we can translate this way, Shas Kishira doesn't mean you make the knot in the tefillin. Rather, as he writes it, it is the hiduk. Hiduk means it has to be attached firmly to the arm. That is the point until which you can make the brachos. When the Gemara says until the kshira, doesn't mean you're making a brand new kesher. For sure, you can rely on the kesher that you made yesterday or last week or when you became a bar mitzvah boy, however many years ago that was. Each day, it needs a hiduk. That's true. You cannot merely slide the tefillin on your arm for it to move about. It has to be mehuduk. It has to be firmly attached. So says Rabbeinu Tam, there is no mitzvah whatsoever to make a kesher every single day. That's not necessary, as Rabbeinu Eliyahu insists it is. When the Gemara says, Shas Kashira, doesn't mean make a knot. It means to firm it, attach it firmly to your arm. And says Rabbeinu Tam, I can prove my point. Do you know what my point is? How can I prove it? Because there's a Gemara in Chulin. And the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, tells us that Talmud Chacham has to know Gimel Dvarim. Three very important halachas that he has to be aware of, and there is a list there of Shechita and Mila. And then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says there's something else that he needs to know. He must know how to make the Kesher Shel Tefillin. It's also a very important halacha one needs to know. So the Gemara says, so why didn't the first opinion think of that? He says, Shechita, Mila, why not the Kesher Shel Tefillin? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why, because that's not so Shechiach. And we're only discussing those areas of halacha which are shchiach. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you're making a kesher every single day. So how can you possibly consider that not shchiach? How can you say, I only want to discuss those halachas that crop up on a regular basis, but not those that crop up just from time to time? If you're making your kesher and your tefillin every single morning, then surely that's considered shchiach. And if the Gemara considers that not shchiach, you clearly see, says Rabbeinu Tam, that to make a kesher on your tefillin is a very rare occurrence. Maybe once in your life, when you become a bar mitzvah boy, you've got to make your kesher of your tefillin, and you leave it like that, be'ez Hashem, ad me'ev esrim shana. That's why the Gemara calls it not shchiach. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I have another proof as well. I have another proof, neged the opinion of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Erevin, what would be if you're walking down the street on Shabbos and you see a pair of tefillin? So can you pick it up and wear it in order to transport it home? Now obviously, to carry it in your hand, if there's a Rishus HaRabim, you cannot transport it. But if you're wearing it and you're being Mekayim a mitzvah, remember, Min HaTorah, there is a Kiyum mitzvah if you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So if I wear it in the correct manner, rather than just holding it in a bag, for example, then the Gemara says, I'd be able to put it on, wear it, I'd be Mekayim the mitzvah. If you're Mekayim the mitzvah, then you're allowed to transport it. For example, we all wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Now how can we do that? Why isn't that considered transportation? The answer is because that is a kiyum of a mitzvah. The beged is therefore considered a tachshit. So the same would be true in the case of tefillin. Now, if I'm just walking home holding my tefillin, that's not considered a tachshit. That's just considered a masa, which is not allowed to be carried. So the Gemara says, this is the ground rule. If we're dealing with tefillin, that have already had their kesher made in them, so says the Gemara, no problem, you put those on, and you walk home with it. However, says the Gemara, if they are chadoshes, what does that mean, chadoshes? Meaning the ritzuos have been weaved through the tefillin, but there's no kesher. So then, says the Gemara, I have no way for you to transport these tefillin home. Why not? Because you're going to have to make a kasher in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. But you cannot make a kasher on Shabbos. It's one of the lamatest malachas. So the malach of haitzah we can deal with if only I have a valid kosher pair of tefillin. But if that would necessitate making a kesher in the tefillin, because until this point they don't yet have one, then that would be a violation of the melacha of kosher on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, we would have no choice, and under those circumstances, you'd have to leave the tefillin exactly where they are. Says Rabbeinu Tam, one second, I don't understand. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, when do you make the kesher of the tefillin? Every single day. If that's the case, how would we categorize a kesher like that? That would be considered a kesher she'eino shel kayomo. It's a long-lasting kesher. That type of kesher is mutter to make on Shabbos. So how can the Gemara say you're not allowed to make the kesher on Shabbos? Why? Because you're transgressing the malacha of kosher. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you're not transgressing the malacha of kosher at all. The next morning you're going to make another kesher. That surely is a classic kesher. She'eino shel kayomo. That's not a malacha at all. It's only a malacha, as the Mishnah, Furusha Mishnah in Shabbos tells us. If you make a kesher shel kayomo, there is a discussion, by the way, what is the definition of shel kayomo, but certainly until tomorrow morning, it's definitely not considered shel kayomo. So how can the Gemara tell me that whoever makes a kesher on their tefillin on Shabbos, he's a machalal Shabbos? Says Rabbeinu Tam, do you know what I see from this Gemara? I see from this Gemara that Rabbeinu Eliyahu is incorrect. And rather, you make a kesher in the tefillin, and it remains like that forevermore. You don't make a kesher every single day. That's not necessary at all. And if that's the case, now I understand the Gemara. Obviously, you cannot make your kesher in the tefillin on Shabbos morning in order to transport the tefillin home. Why not? Because that kesher will remain like that for hundreds of years, Amir Tzashem. That's a kesher shel kayomo, and that's why it's considered a chilul Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam says, based on these two Gemaras, number one, the Gemara considers making a kesher as something which is not shchiach. Number two, the Gemara says if you make your kesher on tefillin on Shabbos, that is the malacha of kosher. Both of these Gemaras clearly indicate, says Rabbeinu Tam, that we're not making the kesher every single day, as Rabbeinu Eliyahu suggests and maintains. Rather, you make your kesher once, and that's the way it remains, lo'olam vo'ed. Why does the Gemara therefore say achas kashira? Says Rabbeinu Tam, I already told you, kshira in this circumstance doesn't mean making a knot, it means the hiduk, to make sure the tefillin are attached firmly to your hand. Now, l'chayra, this raya that Rabbeinu Tam is bringing to his opinion is l'chayra a raya atzuma. Again, if the Gemara tells me, I'm walking down the street, I find a pair of brand new tefillin without a kesher in them, do not make the kesher on Shabbos, says the Gemara. That's going to be a kesher shel kayomo. That's a chilol Shabbos. Why is it a kesher shel kayomo? Kunt Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you're going to make the kesher again tomorrow morning, and the day after that, and the day after that as well. A raya atzuma, phenomenal raya. Comes along the Hagoas Mordechai in Chulin, and he says a chidush. He says, I have a way of answering the opinion of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. How can it be on the one hand that Rabbeinu Eliyahu maintains that you have to make a kesher every single day, and yet on the other hand, the Gemara tells me if I make a kesher of tefillin, knowing full well that I'm going to remake the kesher tomorrow, and that's considered a chilul Shabbos, maleches kosher. How can that be? Says the Agos Motcha, I'll tell you how that can be. Because even though you're quite right, you're going to make the kesher this morning, and then again tomorrow morning, and the morning after that, but he says, I can answer it in three simple words. It is nonetheless usur to make a kesher like that on Shabbos. Why? But it's eino shel kayomo. Derachmona kariyei kesher. The Torah called it a kesher. If the Torah says ukasharitom, l'chayra, that's a misnomer. How can you call it ukasharitom making a kesher, and yet you're telling me I've got to make a kesher every single day? If I make a kesher every day, then that's not a kesher, because we just said that Hilchas Shabbos teaches me that the basic definition of a kesher is a long-lasting kesher. So it's a contradiction in terms to say, every day take your tefillin and make a kesher. If it's every day, then it's not a kesher. Says the Agos Mordechai, do you know what I learned from over here? I learned from over here that within the framework of tefillin, rachmona kariye kesher. The Torah considers this a kesher. Even though it might well be that under ordinary circumstances, this is not classified as a kesher, but with regard to Hilchas Tefillin, this is called a kesher. Says the Agos Mordechai, and that's why, if I make my tefillin on Shabbos, and I make my kesher on Shabbos morning, I know full well that I'm going to make a kesher again tomorrow, and the day after. So it's true, were it not to be tefillin, if it would be my plastic bag, and I make a kesher, and I know I'm going to open it again tomorrow morning, that would not be a chilul Shabbos. If I'm making my shoelaces, even if it would be in a manner that would be considered a kesher, but if I'm opening it tomorrow morning, that would not be a chilul Shabbos. Do you know why? Because my shoelaces, my shopping bag, that's not tefillin. But with regard to tefillin, where the Torah uses the word ukasharatom, and says Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that means ukasharatom every single day, so you see over here that with regard to tefillin, even a kesher she'eino shel kayoma, even a kesher she'eino shel kayoma, will nonetheless be classified as a kesher. And therefore, if we were to be asked, it's a good quiz question, how can it be that you can make a kesher on Shabbos, it's a kesher she'eino shel kayoma, and nonetheless it will be chilul Shabbos? How can that be? The answer is, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, one word answer, tefillin. Because tefillin breaks the rules, says Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Tefillin, the Torah clearly refers to the kesher as a kesher. How can you call it a kesher if you're going to open it the next day? Apparently the Torah nonetheless considers it a kesher. So,
you say the kesher on the Torah mentions is on the hand, but not the kesher on the tefillin.
No, that's where you place it. Rabbeinu
Eliyahu.
Rabbeinu Eliyahu learned from there that you have to make a kesher on the tefillin shalyad every single day. Tosfos does have a discussion. Maybe this halacha Rabbeinu Eliyahu only refers to the shalyad and not the shalrosh. Because it doesn't say, Kesharatem lois al beinei necha. So he has a discussion. Maybe there'll be room to distinguish between the shalyad and the shalrosh. The bottom line is, we have this enormous machloikas halacha lemaisa between Rabbeinu Tam on the one hand and Rabbeinu Eliyahu on the other. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says that part of the mitzvah of tefillin is to make the kesher every single day, with the additional chiddush that in fact is classified as a kesher, even though it's einoshel kayomo. Rabbeinu Tam vehemently disagrees, and he maintains that no, you make your kesher once and forever, and that's the way you leave it. Every day it needs a hiduk, that's true, but it doesn't need a brand new kesher. Now, how do we pasken? I think we all know how we pasken, exactly what we all did this morning, hopefully. The Beis Yosef in Siman Chof Zayin tells us that all of the poskim agree to Rabbeinu Tam, not like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and the poskim say, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and indeed, we maintain halacha lemaisa like Rabbeinu Tam. There is absolutely no necessity whatsoever to make your kesher every single day afresh. That's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu maintains. We don't pasken like that. So here we have now a big question. If you were to ask Rabbeinu Tam, must I make a kesher every single day in the morning on my tefillin? What would he tell you? Absolutely not. That's Rabbeinu Eliyahu's position. I disagree. But the Torah says, ukasharatem. That doesn't mean make a kesher, it means be mahadik. Make sure the tefillin are firmly attached to your arm. So if we would ask Rabbeinu Tam the following question, it's true. You maintain that there's no necessity to make a kesher every single morning. Are you allowed to make a kesher every single day? You say there's no requirement. There's no requirement. Are you allowed to make a kesher? What happens if, for example, I decide I'd like to be machme? We don't pasken like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, but I'd like to be machme nonetheless. I don't lose anything. So I ask Rabbeinu Tam, do I lose anything? Is that any problem to make a kesher? I know I'm not obligated to do so. So l'chayru we would say, of course there's no problem. Rabbeinu Tam just tells me you don't have to. But if you want to, simcha rabba. Comes along the Avnei Nezer and is mechadesh a chidush otzum, and he requests mitzvah lefarsim hadovah. This is a mitzvah, so we're making a mitzvah now. Mitzvah l'shmoya l'dibri chachomim. The Avnei Nezer requests forevermore mitzvah lefarsim hadovah. So we'll be mefarsim the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, let's just go back one stage for one moment. If you would make a kesher, she'ein or shel kayomah, can that be classified as a kesher? Absolutely not. We all know, Hilcha Shabbos, if I make a kesher, she'ein or shel kayomah, mutalecha tchila. Fine. So Rabbeinu Eliyahu got stuck. How did he get stuck? Because how can I maintain on the one hand that you have to make a kesher of tefillin every day? And yet, on the other hand, consider this to be a kesher. It's not a kesher, I'm making it every day. So what did that Gos Mordechai tell us? Three words. Rachmona kariye kesher. Rabbeinu Eliyahu is forced to be mechadish, that tefillin breaks the rules. Even though it's a kesher, she'ein shel kayomah. Why is it ein shel kayomah? Because I'm making a kesher every single day afresh. Apparently, the Torah considers that a kesher. Tremendous chiddush, says the Avnei Nezer, but we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So let's ask Rabbeinu Tam the question again. If you make a kesher on your tefillin, which is ein or shel kayama, what will Rabbeinu Tam say? That's not a good kesher. And you're not yotze the mitzvah of tefillin at all. Everybody agrees you have to have a kesher in your tefillin. That everybody agrees. And a kesher she'eina shel kayoma is not considered to be a kesher. The opinion of Rabbeinu Eliyahu leaves us with no other choice but to say that despite the fact it's eina shel kayoma, the Torah classifies it as a kesher nonetheless. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have to say that. Rabbeinu Tam, if you'd ask Rabbeinu Tam, tell me, why does the Torah consider this a kesher? What will he say? Obviously it's a kesher. I make it once and I leave it for 1,000 years. Oh, but you're opening up tomorrow morning. That's a kesher she'ein shel kayoma. And if it's a kesher she'ein shel kayoma, then just like I know in Hilcha Shabbos, that's not considered to be a kesher, so too, b'chol ha'Torah kula, tefillin included, that is considered to be a kesher she'ein shel kayoma. It cannot be classified, therefore, as a kesher. Says the Avnei Nezer, if that's the case, if you'd ask Rabbeinu Tam again, must I make a kesher every single day on my tefillin? He would say no. May I? Also no. Because if you do so, that's a kesher she'ein shel kayoma. And if it's a kesher she'ein shel kayoma, we know from Hilchos Shabbos, that cannot be considered a kesher. So therefore you have your tefillin, kesherless, and you're not yetz of the mitzvah. Says the Avnei Nezer in conclusion, if that's the case, if ever you want to borrow tefillin from your friend, now we can come back to our question. So what did we say? Just make sure that the tefillin's all the perfect head size. One second. And if it isn't, you have to change the kesher accordingly. One moment. How long are you doing this for? 1 hour. After davening, I'm going to change the kesher back and give it back to the owner. Says the Avnei Nezer, if you do that, you're not yotze the mitzvah of tefillin. Because the kesher that you made was a kesher she'eino shel kayoma. It's true, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, rachmona kariye kesher. The Torah called that a kesher. But not according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's business as usual. Normal rules apply. Do you know what the definition of kesher is? Shel kayomo.
I don't understand anymore, I'm sorry. There's two different types of knots. There's a knot which sits permanently under the roish, and then it was shantum.
There's a kesher in the ritzua of the tefillin itself, so and also in the shel yad.
You said the kesher. Which one are you talking? Which one are you referring?
According to Rabbeinu Elio, both the shel rosh and the shel yad, and Rabbeinu Tam disagrees on both.
But those which are being presented.
Our discussion, we're talking about the shel rosh at the moment. Therefore, the kesher, the back of your tefillin, is the kesher that we're discussing.
And when the Torah shouts him, it talks about that you should make that kesher the rosh every day.
According to Rabbeinu Elio. We don't paskin like that. So the Malka told us, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, despite the fact you're making a kesher every day, apparently that's considered a kesher. What being chiddush? But not according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you make the kesher, and that's the way it stays, lo'ilom void. So what's the definition of kesher with regard to Hilchas Tfilin, according to Rabbeinu Tam? Same as B'cholat HaYokulah. So the Avnei Nezer writes in conclusion, whoever borrows tefillin from their friend, if his head size is not the same as that of the owner, he'll want to change the knot accordingly, and then after davening, change it back. He says, you should know, you're not yotze the mitzvah, lo yotze yedei chevosai, u mitzvah lefarsim hadovah. So we've just been makayim a mitzvah.
Because Shabbos, keshesh kayova, and I do it. I'm not the Shabbos, I've done nothing wrong.
According to?
Well, anybody. If I take a Shabbos,
I'd make a big... You're asking a gewaldige kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara said that if you find tefillin without a kasha on Shabbos, so don't possibly make them. Don't possibly make the kasha on Shabbos. Why? That'll be chilul Shabbos. So what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, so you see from over here that I make the kasha and it's going to last lo'ilom void. That's why it's a chilul Shabbos. So l'chayra, you have a gewaldig kasha. A very easy eitzah. Why can't I make the kasha on Shabbos morning, and I have in mind, come Motzei Shabbos, I'll open it up straight away. And if I open it up straight away, then it's a kasha, she'ein shel kayoma, so I haven't been mechal on Shabbos. And the answer is, according to the Avnei Nezer, it's hafra ofela. Because if I do that, then I haven't been mechayim the mitzvah of tefillin either, because you don't have a kasha anymore. And once you have a kesher, she'ena shel kayoma, that's no longer a mitzvah of tefillin. Let me just share with you very briefly a goinus of the Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda on Pashas Vayelech says, I have a teretz to Tosfos kasha, according to the Avnei Nezer. How old must a child be in order to be mechuyev in chinuch in mitzvahs? So the Gemara in Erechim tells us, if he's a katan sheyedeya lana'anea, Chayev belulav. Chayev meaning obviously midrabon. And if it's a cotton sheyedea lehisate, if he knows how to put on a talis, chayev talis. Says the Gemara, cotton sheyedea lishmoir tefillin, if he knows how to maintain a gufnoki for tefillin, it doesn't say chayev the tefillin. It says oviv lekeach le tefillin. His father must buy him a pair of tefillin. And Tosfos there discusses why the change in lashon. Why can't it say chayev belulav? Chayv Natalis, Chayv Natfilin. Says the Avnei Nezer, says the Kli Chemda, according to Avnei Nezer, it's unbelievable. I can give my son my lulav, that's no problem. I can give him my talis as well. But I can't give him my tefillin. Because presumably my little 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old son, his head is smaller than mine. So I'm going to have to change the kesher to fit his head size. And then when he's finished, undo the kesher to fit my head size. So I haven't been mechanech my child at all in the mitzvah of tefillin because he wasn't a kind of the mitzvah at all. Why not? Because which kesher did he receive? A kesher she'ein shel kayom. I'll call upon him very often. Oh, so we're going to get to Mishnah Berurah in a second. So we have an Avnei Nezer who requests of us mitzvah lefarsim hadova. He wants to be mechadish. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, and remember, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that you needn't, you do not have to make a kesher every day, says the Avnei Nezer, not only do I not have to, you actually have to not. You must not make a kesher every single day, because if you do that, you're not yotze the mitzvah. It's a kesher she'ena shel kayoma. If you borrow your friend's tefillin and you change the kesher for an hour, that's a kesher she'ena shel kayoma. You haven't been yotze the mitzvah. Lemaisa, as you mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah, many are medayik, the Mishnah Berurah, and Achayr is not even a diok, it seems to be Dvarim uforashim. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tefillin is actually not in the Sharet Tzion, it's printed as a footnote to the Sharet Tzion. He says as follows.
At the bottom.
Right at the bottom. See, a bokeh Mishnah Berurah b'al peh. Gam Motsu, he says, he's worried about people not being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin properly. And he says, if you don't mekayim the mitzvah, not only not yotze the mitzvah, you're making a bracha lebatola as well. He says, why? What would be an example? He says, lefa'omim, hakesha kotam oigodoy lefi midas reishay. The kesha is too big or too small. V'hu misatzel. And he's lazy, letaknum. He can't be bothered to fix it up. And because he's lazy, he's not therefore going to be yotze the mitzvah. So what do you see the Mishnah Berurah? What are you supposed to be? Not lazy and change the kesha. Kumbhavaneza won't work at all. So everybody's medayik in this Mishnah Berurah. It seems to be black and white, explicit, varma farashim in the Mishnah Berurah. It's meduyik in other places as well that the Mishnah Berurah did not accept the chiddush of the Avnei Neza. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach will just finish. He has a lengthy tshuva on the subject. And firstly, he says, Ein ha'olam nizhorim bozeh. The Welt are not makbid. The Welt are not makbid. We have to be very careful when we say the Welt. Somebody once came to Reb Chaim Brisker and asked him a certain halacha. What does Reb Chaim do? He says, I have a particular chumrah. So the person got upset with him. Ah, oh, you're makbid. The Welt are not makbid. The Welt are not makbid. So Reb Chaim Brisker says, whoa, one second. Who exactly are the Welt? So 99% of the people on planet Earth are goyim. So there's less than 1% left who are yidin. He says, of that 1%, unfortunately, Roiv Yidin are not Shemit Eremitzes Bechlav. So we're down to about 0.01. And he says, of that 0.01, he says, most of them don't really know how to learn. So for the miut of people who happen to be Yidin, Shemit Eremitzes, and know how to learn, that's called the Welt. That's what Chaim Brisker says. But Al-Koponim, Shlem Zalman Eibach writes, V'ha'oilom ein nizharim bazeh. He says, V'loi choshishim l'chidushay shel Avnei Neza. Without getting involved now by Rikus, the bottom line of his tshuva is a kesha she'eino shel kayomo is considered a kesha. Yeah. It is considered a kesha. It's a specific halacha in Hilchas Shabbos because, as he writes it, we know every malacha has to be a construction. You have to be involved in a yitzira. So when you think about it, the whole malacha of kesha is a very big chiddush. If I'm buying a bais, I've created something new. If I write to OECAs, I've created something new. When you kosher something, what do I have new exactly? I have two strings which were detached and now they're attached. Where's the Yetzirah? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is Mazbeh, it's a Chiddush. That's why I needed to be Shel Kayama in order to lend it Hashivus. Because otherwise it won't be considered a Melocha. But otherwise, it's devoid of chashivas and therefore isn't considered to be a malachas. So either way, it says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it is a local and specific halach in Hilchas Shabbos. But if we were to be asked, a kesha she'eina shel kayomo, is that a kesha with regard to all other areas in the Torah, whether it be Hilchas Tefillin, Hilchas Eged, on your lulav, for example, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the unequivocal answer is absolutely yes. And he therefore says, the Welt were not makabel the chiddush of the Avnei Neza, and therefore to the contrary, halacha l'maisa, I saw this in the name of the tshuva, in Chelekei, in Rav Ozner's tshuva, he also writes, Ein ho'olam nizharim b'divnei Avnei Neza. So maybe I think we can say with certainty, l'halacha l'maisa, the chiddush, the tremendous chiddush of the Avnei Neza, was not accepted l'halacha, and therefore, our initial question, is it mutter to borrow a pair of tefillin? Again, we're talking about with the permission of the owner? The answer is absolutely yes. One does have to make sure, as the Mishnah Berurah says, not to be misatzel, not to be lazy. Everybody agrees, if it doesn't quite fit your head size, then you're definitely not yotze the mitzvah. So if you do have to change the kesher, either make it larger or smaller, when you finish, you change it back to fit the head size of the original owner, will claim that's called the kesha she'ein or shel kayoma. The answer is it is, but nonetheless, that's considered a kesha. You'd be mekayim the mitzvah of okasharetu no isak adecho lechatchil.